Beaver Fever Friday. BSU cross country team will travel to Wayne, Nebraska this weekend for the NSIC championships. Christy Berkeley with us. Christy, in your mind, how has the season gone for you personally? How's it gone for the team, and what sorts of things need to be cleaned up before the weekend?
Personally and as a team, I think we've improved our times immensely from last year. We only lost one senior, and so we've been able to compare a lot of times from this year to last year, and we've run on the same courses, so that makes it a lot easier to compare progress and everything. But we have improved. We've got goals for conference, and we all know what they are, and we've had them for a few weeks, so we know what we need to do.
Have you run on this course before, and do you like it if you have?
We were in Wayne, Nebraska last year for regionals. I'm not 100% sure if it'll be the same course, but we all enjoyed the course, and so if it's the same, it should be a good year.
Overly hilly, flat, what kind of course is it?
It's actually right in between. It's got flat parts, it's got hilly parts. The hills aren't extreme, the flats aren't super long, so it'll just be a good race.
Last year you guys were able to host this. What changes, especially when you got to go that far?
Obviously travel is the obvious one that changes. You're in the van for a long time, but we're leaving a day early, so we won't be in the van really close to when we have to compete. And it's a lot more time in the hotel, and it's just you got to prepare yourself for the travel. And other than that, I mean, a race is a race, and we usually travel, so nothing really new.
I was reading an article in a newspaper earlier today about a high school cross-country coach who I don't even remember where he's from, but he's been coaching for 39 years, and he actually added something new this year to his practices and his routine of they went on a run and a practice the morning of a meet. He said that it actually improves the time that it takes your body to recover. I guess I had never really thought of it that way. How do you get ready for a meet?
Well, I guess it kind of depends on the race. We actually did run the morning of our last meet, but our meet was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so I think it makes a difference what time of the day it is. Our race, I believe, is at 10 o'clock in the morning, so our coach will definitely have us up bright and early. His philosophy is you have to be up a significant amount of time before the race, have eaten, and have time to prepare yourself mentally, and we'll try to do that and not change the routine too much.
What will you do the night before?
We will go to bed early. We try to eat something good, just be in our rooms, concentrating, focusing on the race because it is in the morning. We don't have all day the next day to focus on it and just know what we need to do.
What is your philosophy for starting a race? Do you want to get out early or do you want to just kind of see what everybody else is doing and react?
Naturally, I'm one of those people that would prefer to run to the back and just coast along with everybody else, but our coach insists that we try to get out hard in front, and so I've done that this year, and so far it's worked for me. So go out hard in front while you have energy, and then just try to maintain it and increase your pace as the race goes.
Which part of the race is the hardest for you? Maybe not physically, but mentally of, oh man, I still have this much to go.
I think you said it exactly right. Definitely mentally, the beginning is the hardest part because you know how much you have left. You're not completely warmed up yet. You're not in the rhythm. So it's mentally trying to get through that first mile, mile and a half. And then after that, it really seems to just breeze by and you have a rhythm.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.